Kitchen Age Home and Hardware has two locations to serve you better. Its original location is on Sturgis Road in Marion, and its newer location in Sturgis. The name actually says it all. H&H Home and Hardware has everything you need, from plumbing and electrical supplies to lumber, paint, building supplies, hardware, pool supplies, steel power equipment, and service, plus so much more for inside the home and out. H&H Home and Hardware is open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
A good Thursday morning, and we're going to have Kim Vince with us here in just a bit. She is one of the co-chairs of the upcoming Legacy of Liberty event that's going to be held in 2 weeks. That will be the last weekend in June, June 26th and 27th. And as you know, I have billed this as the greatest festival in the history of Marion and Crittenden County, and I believe it will be. It's going to be a full town, full bore festival to celebrate America's 250th birthday and local heritage. And it's I'll just let Kim fill you all in. But first, let's get to a little bit of the local news. Tonight, down at Hurricane Camp Meeting, Charles Cook, a Marion native, will be the preacher. And there will be all sorts of fun for the family there. As you know, there are nightly services at the Hurricane Camp Tabernacle. You can get down there around 5 p.m. and enjoy a little fellowship before dinner is served at 5:30 in the dining room. And then 7 p.m., the service begins. There's music before and during, and just a great opportunity to go to a faith-based event here in Marion and Crittenden County. 138 years now, Hurricane Camp Meeting has been held at the Outdoor Tabernacle there in rural Tulu down in the river country. This weekend, it's Hog Rock, so get ready for all those motorcycles riding through and all their support vehicles. City officials are also wanting to go ahead and give you a red flag warning about cannon fire and musket fire. We'll get to some of that when we talk to Kim Vince in just a bit, but during this celebration event, the last weekend in June, there will be some powder burned, if you will. There will be some loud booms coming from some of these displays and exhibits, so be aware of that. Screwworm was found in Texas, and the Kentucky Department of Agriculture is really becoming aggressive on making sure that doesn't come here and affect our cattle. You can read about that in the Crittenden Press. And coming up next weekend will be the Fredonia Alumni Reunion. That will be alumni of the Fredonia School, and it will be held at the Fredonia Cumberland Presbyterian Church, which will open at 5 p.m. There will be a meal and a program, which begins at 6 p.m. This year's This year's reunion will honor all basketball players, cheerleaders, basketball queens, and coaches. Those planning on attending need to let Renee Son or their class contact person know by June 14th if you are going to be there for the meal. You can get her number online or in the Crittenden Press. Now, we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back with Kim Vince.
Do you need help around your home or farm? Preferred Tree and Land is here to serve. Total tree and stump removal, landscaping, dirt hauling, drainage system, grade and dirt work, retaining walls. Call for a free estimate. Find them on Facebook at Preferred Tree and Land. Stuart Haberlock, owner, 270-625-1041. Again, that's 270 625-1041. Preferred Tree and Land.
I have with me this morning Kim Vince, and Kim is one of the main ramrods on the Legacy of Liberty, the America 250 celebration being planned for Marion, Kentucky, the last weekend in June. And Kim, I've been billing this as the biggest of bigs, the greatest show on earth, as far as at least in Marion, Kentucky.
Yeah, I think so. After, you know, it's been a little while since we've had anything this large, yeah. Any sort of festival or activity, and so I'm pretty proud that our community is coming together mm-hmm. to host something of this size, of this magnitude, that yeah. has something for everybody.
This is a big bite, and I know you have been so instrumental, and Braden Locke, both kind of co-chairing this. A committee which is made up of a number of people.
Yeah, we have over 70 organizations mm-hmm. or individuals who have been a part of the planning process. Mm-hmm. There's going to take a lot more people to pull it off, but about the last 6 months, we've been mm-hmm. Gathering up and working with quite a large group, and so that's going to give us, I think, a lot to offer because of who we have involved.
You know, I am starting to hear and see some traction on this, and because people are seeing the promotional materials and they're asking me, what is this? What is this? So here you go. Here's your chance. What is
so,
this?
So, yeah, this is part of the America 250 celebration, which, of course, is nationwide to celebrate the signing of the Declaration of Independence in 1776. And so this is 250 years since that date. And our program, goal is to show the legacy of that, not just to celebrate it. Of course, it needs to be celebrated, but to show who we are and what we've become since that time. So much of what we're featuring is going to show America since 1776. We're going to have Revolutionary War encampment, so we're going to see that era of time. Then we have Pioneer time period folks. The people are going to be dressed up and portraying characters. We're going to have a Civil War encampment, some Civil War cannons that will be mm-hmm. fired. We've tried to make sure our community knows about that, so here's another way. If you know anybody here in Marion and Crittenden County that doesn't know that there'll be cannon fire on June 26th and 27th, let them know that's what's happening. We also have a 20th century area. Our community center of Foes Hall is celebrating its 100th birthday this year, and so that's kind of the central area for the 20th century. We'll have some hands-on history there. We have a couple of reenactors that'll be in that area as well. So we're just trying to show the legacy, some things that have happened in this country mm-hmm. over the last 250 years.
And you're going to have some maybe long ago, well, not so long to you or I, but long ago to some of these other folks, like a rotary phone, maybe an old Apple computer, and just some of the early technology.
Right. Some things that maybe some of us hate to say are obsolete now, but yeah. Antiquated, something, some sort of adjective there, but we're part of the 20th century, but really have no longer play a huge role in our society, but people who are living remember them, and so it's something that they want to, you know, maybe want to bring their grandchild in and see some things that were part of their childhood. So that's what we'll have a big exhibit on at Foes Hall.
And this is a 2-day event. It's going to begin on a Friday night with a parade and a bonfire, and just let's kind of take us through this chronologically.
Right. On June 26th, that's a Friday evening, starting about 4 o'clock, we'll have some additional food trucks in the area kind of start lining up for the parade that'll happen at 6 o'clock that night. The parade will be full of lots of patriotic things. The Woodmen of the World have donated flags for people to have as sort of spectators to have as mm-hmm. the parade's going along. And so we'll have the parade. Then we're going to have some trivia over at Foes Hall, so you'll need to gather your teams together. The library is heading that up, but that'll be fun kind of seeing about about your American history and maybe even some political trivia in there. And then we'll round out that night with the Living History Campfire. That's going to be in the back parking lot of Foes Hall. We'll have a campfire or two or three or four going, and we will have a little history of this community, and we'll bring that to life with some reenactors and kind of give everybody a peek at what they will be able to see in depth the next day. So the campfire is our ending activity at 9 o'clock that night. So we hope everyone will come out and see that and then get themselves ready for the next day. On Saturday, there is so much that you'll be able to, you probably won't be able to do everything. Mm-hmm. We have an opening ceremony at 10 o'clock where we will be having a reading of the Declaration and some songs and just kind of kick off the day. We do have vendors of all sorts, demonstrations of like early America trades. We have a blacksmith coming, you know, that sort of early trades. And we have retail vendors, we have educational vendors, and of course food vendors. So we have all kinds of that. That'll start about 9 a.m. in the morning. And then there's just activities galore. We will be publishing a schedule so that you'll know, but some of those pedal tractor pull that we will have, pet show, there's some live music, two different groups will be performing. We have a sports card show out at the Lions Club, and there will also be a tractor and semi show out at the fairgrounds. The airport's going to be open. You can tour the airport. They're going to have some planes out that you can get up in, talk to the pilots, and
baseball.
So we've got some confirmation that we'll have the Georgetown Gentlemen will be coming in playing a pickup team here in Marion. And so out of the park,
for players, right?
Yeah, definitely. If you would like to play, this is an 1850s vintage game. Mm-hmm. So the rules are a little different than now, so they're here to put on a show, so it's you know, it's seen a little bit differently. They don't play with gloves, definitely slow pitch, but they're gonna have a game I believe at 4 o'clock. Mm-hmm. On Saturday, so we want everybody to see everything, find the stuff that really interests you, and then you know, make sure that you we also, I will say, have a passport system too, where if you go to these different places, you can get your passport stamped and or signed, depending upon what it is. And then if you come back to our information hub in front of the historical museum, you can have your name entered for a drawing for, you guessed it, $250.
How about that? You know, I'll give a plug for Eddie Price, who's coming in. If you haven't seen Eddie Price, he's an incredible storyteller. He's one of the Chautauqua type guys. He's bringing some material in. He's going to be talking about Ohio River heritage and homemaking on the Kentucky frontier, and it's going to be pretty cool. Just so much in one spot in one day.
Right. I want to add, our kind of final event that we have is the Henry Clay Chautauqua. Mm-hmm. And this kind of all started, we wanted to have Henry Clay in, and then it was like, well, what else can we do? And it's blown up for sure. But we will have him. The actor is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. That will be portraying Henry Clay. So at 7 o'clock on Saturday night, that'll be our final activity.
Yeah. Just so much fun for a day. And this is all free?
Everything is free. There's a couple of things that may have some entry. Pet show, it's $10 to enter the pet show, and you can enter all categories for your pet for $10. But for the most part, unless you're buying something from a vendor, you are able to do the pedal tractor pull for free. The sports card show is free to people to attend. All the demonstrations and the displays, everything like that is free. So
you can't beat that.
You can't beat free. Nope.
No, 2 days of fun and family fun for free. You can't beat that anywhere. So, all right, well, we're excited. Stay tuned to the Crittenden Press in the next few, a couple of weeks now, a little over 2 weeks away. And also social media. You all have a social media presence, and then we're sharing a lot of that on our social media, and then maybe even get you back on the last week before we roll on this.
Yeah, and if anybody wants more information, please go to www.America250Marion.com. So that's 250 in the center of that. But that has everything. We're still adding to it, but you can see all the stuff there and find out more information.
Okay, awesome. Thank you, Kim Vince. Appreciate all your work.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right, that's going to be a wrap on this morning's program. We'll talk to you first of the week. Get those coonskin caps out and get ready for the Legacy of Liberty, June 26th and 27th, downtown Marion, Kentucky. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.